WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Dutch Prime Minister calls overnight attacks on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam a sign of increasing anti-Semitism. Reporter Lauren Comito.
Amsterdam is under a state of emergency. Protests are being banned, and all of the Jewish institutions in the city, they're increasing the security there.
Police say 5 people were hospitalized, 62 arrested. A raging wildfire north of L.A. has left many, like this man in Amarillo, homeless.
Devastation. I lost everything. The home I was in, I rented for 5 years, and it's completely wiped out.
Fierce Santa Ana winds that have been fanning the flames are expected to die down today. Federal officials looking into racist text messages sent from unknown numbers to black people in at least 10 states. CBS's Adriana Diaz has details.
Many of the messages read, "You have been selected to pick cotton or become a house slave at a plantation."
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The first of 2 Western Wisconsin men charged in connection to an investigation into an explosive device has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, 30-year-old Corey Stanhope of Chetek appeared in court on Monday and entered a guilty plea to charges of possession of methamphetamines. Stanhope, along with 43-year-old Nicholas Carlson of Menominee, were arrested when Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies found an improvised explosive device and methamphetamine in their vehicle during a routine traffic stop earlier this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to its deer management units. According to DNR officials, the agency will host a number of open houses this month to gather community input on what proposed changes should be implemented. The changes would shift the deer management units to a process closer to the one used prior to 2011, based on habitat types rather than county lines. The DNR plans to present an emergency rule on the proposal, and if approved, the new units could be in place for the 2025 deer hunting seasons. Eau Claire residents voted to approve a massive school referendum on Tuesday. The operational referendum asked residents to allow the district to exceed its revenue limit by $18 million each year for the next 4 years. The increase would add an extra property tax total of $100 per $100,000 of property value each year. School district residents voted to approve the referendum with about 64% of the vote. The Eau Claire Area School District is among many in Wisconsin that proposed a ballot referendum. The town of Wheaton held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the opening of a free water refill station this week. Officials say the groundwater in Chippewa County has seen an increase in nitrates, so the Chippewa County Land Conservation and Forest Management Department has been looking for ways to prevent further contamination and provide clean water options. The water refill station is among those projects, with freeze-resistant infrastructure so it can be used year-round. The organization is also giving out free bottles to be used at the station. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks finally get a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks snapped a 6-game losing streak with a 123-100 win over the Jazz. How bad did the Bucks need this victory at home over a young 1-6 Utah Jazz team? Damian Lillard.
I think we needed it bad, desperately. You know, this is a team that came in with the same record as us, a struggling team, a much younger team than us. They coming on our home floor. So, you know, it was important for us to not only get off that 6-game losing streak and feel something good, but going into this next stretch of games, you know, I think it was important for us to get back in the win column.
The Bucks are in Madison Square Garden tonight against the New York Knicks. College hoops, a 79-67 win for Wisconsin over the Montana State Bobcats. Head coach Greg Gard.
Good win against a good team that's experienced. You could really tell the maturity of the older guys for them on the floor. Anytime we made a mistake on a screen, it was a 3 in the first half. Those things will help us.
That's the Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid-30s. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon. Low 50s by Sunday. Rain in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be, whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's Friday, that means Friday is my co-host, Sandy Williams, and Sandy the Music.
Let it be, you know, it's the music speaks for itself this morning.
You know, before we go to the phone line, Sandy, you and I, before... thinking, I forgot who it was, might have been Jeannie. We were going to be talking about the fact that women, I predicted that women were going to overwhelmingly vote for Kamala Harris. And I didn't think there was any way possible that women who see Donald Trump as a misogynist, that's who he is. You know, yeah. You can say whatever you want to say, his record speaks for itself. That there would be any way that women would say, and there's a woman running, and I remember saying on these airwaves, I think it's time that a woman, let's see what happens. I think our nation is could do better. Men, we control everything. And so to have a woman at the helm, we've seen, Sandy, women across the world in charge. They're capable. They're more than capable. Margaret Thatcher and all of those women have done great things sitting down.
Angela Merkel.
And sitting down with the leaders of the world who are men. And done great jobs. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And so, you know, what's clear, though, is that a number of ethnic or geopolitical groups voted on some issue other than what was perceived to be their geopolitical interest. And what's clear is that a number of women voted in a manner that would not be predicted if they were to vote simply based on gender, okay, and the gender interest. And I think that's one of the lessons to be learned from this election is that there are that the electorate will defy their demographic interest or perceived interest more than people think, you know, and we need to realize that, and this is true of women as well. Now, like we said before the break, women did vote disproportionately overall in favor of Kamala, but not to the extent
that we thought they would,
and particularly white women. Voted more of them for Donald Trump than for Kamala.
Let's go to Mary from Wauwatosa. Good morning to you, Mary. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Sandy, and thanks for your for being there for us with your experience and your knowledge. And let it be, boy, those are wise words from Paul McCartney's mother. So my question this morning has to do with the ACLU. I'm receiving communications from this organization that it's going to be there, it's going to be in the forefront of addressing any unacceptable actions by the administration. And so I just want to ask your opinion on how much we can count on the ACLU to be there for the American people.
Mary, as always, it's a great question, because the ACLU may wind up being under attack.
Well, the ACLU has been a long-term important organization, and they have fought for the civil liberties regardless of who it is, who they are fighting on behalf of, so that they fought for freedom of speech on behalf of Nazis, you know, because they are indifferent to the cause, only cause being the protection of the constitutional rights and the sanctity of it. So I just hope that they're adequately funded to take on the litigation, which might end up having to become necessary in certain circumstances of, for instance, some elements of Project 2025 being carried out, because they will be definitely, I think, outside the envelope in terms of constitutional law, and will need to be reined in by the courts.
You know, Sandy, this is why this was such an important election, because the ACLU and what it's been able to accomplish over all these different decades is safe to say that Donald Trump and his regime probably not going to listen very much. He's stacking the courts. He's going to stack the federal courts again with right-leaning judges. He's got the United States Supreme Court in his corner. Do you think that the ACLU and entities like that will be hard pressed to stand up against what we're expecting?
Well, the ACLU operates through the courts, and so they rely on the validity and the reliability of the judicial system. And my hope is that, in spite of using partisan measuring rods for the appointment process to the courts, that at the end of this next term, our courts will continue to be above reproach and to be respected. We should all know that the person going into the office of president right now has been someone who has attacked the courts and the sanctity of the courts directly himself. And he's now going to be in a position of appointing people who he hopes will do his bidding down the road. My hope is that the bidding that they'll do will be of the Constitution.
See, Sandy, and that really is at the crux of why this is such a difficult time for many in this nation, because you already know what's going to happen as it relates to us. Listening the other day about how many federal judges he's going to be able to put in place. We've seen the outcomes of the federal judges he put in place before as it related to some of the things he ran.
Well, but to the credit of some of those judges, some of them actually had cases about Donald Trump's behavior before them, and they ruled against him. So, you know, it isn't absolutely predictable, and we can rest our hopes on the fact that the American public generally and the people who reside here and the people who might get appointed to the courts might actually put the Constitution first in their role as judge, for instance.
Well, do you think that person will be appointed by a guy like Trump, somebody who is going to show courage and be steadfast in the rule of law, when that's not what he represents?
You know, I don't know. They're subject to confirmation by the Senate. Now, it is true the Senate will be Republican as well. You know, there's some worrisome prospects here, and these are things that people were warning about going into the election. My hope is that the quality of the human spirit is such that the people who do get appointed will, in fact, put country first.
All right, let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, a couple of points. Just want to drop a big old tab of salt on using the word Constitution when somebody's going to suspend the Constitution, and that's going to change a lot of things. The other thing is everything in a court system will eventually run up if it goes as high as the Supreme Court. You got five puppets in there drawn by strings, okay? And I have vowed to no longer call MAGA morons, frail ego-laid males, whatever their problem seems to be. I'm just going to call them buttercups. So buckle up, buttercups, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And nothing, his tax code has already said he's going to be taking more money out of your checks. He's already going to, you'll be getting less money back. So all you knuckleheads out there that voted for him, you may reapeth what you sow.
Would you know, Brendan, and thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, that is, I think, one of the most troubling parts of all of this is that Donald Trump clearly is going to, and if you listen to Elon Musk, he's warning people about, you know, hardship. You're going to feel some pain.
Yeah.
And if Tom, Dick, and Mary were already feeling pain, they're going to dig even deeper into Tom, Dick, and Mary.
Well, the problem is that we did elect a lame duck, okay? And we elected a narcissistic lame duck who's only concerned about himself, his power, and his legacy now. And so my fear is that his view of what his legacy needs to be will be directed to him by people like Elon Musk and others who have sort of a revolutionary concept in mind of what they want the American government to look like and operate like. And if his intention is to leave a legacy of profound change, and we can call that maybe breaking something that isn't broken or so very broken, then my fear is that Tom, Dick, and Mary will bear the brunt of it, because by imposing broad tax tariffs and trying to rebalkanize the world economy, that will be very expensive for Tom, Dick, and Mary. It'll be expensive for everyone. But the only people who suffer when prices go up is the middle class, you know, because the wealthy have plenty of surplus money. And the the all sorts of the programmatics that are being talked about in terms of shrinking the government expenditures by $2 trillion over the next decade, if that's the time period that trillions of dollars of Elon Musk savings are projected for, will have to get into programs that currently benefit Tom, Dick, and Mary. All you have to do is look at the budget, look at discretionary expenditures. And unless they're willing to address the military budget and reduce it materially, what they're talking about is reducing very materially a whole bunch of programmatics, all of which are probably aimed at protecting Tom, Dick, and Mary, and then erasing regulations, most of which are designed also to protect the public.
You know, he sold the people fool's gold. And, you know, you can, and, you know, well, we're going to cut taxes on your Social Security. Well, who wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah.
But there's a reaction to that on the other side, right?
Well, there's a cost.
All right, 855-752-4842. It's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you. Hang on. We'll come right to you.
This is 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the news staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, bye. Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, great choice, Ed. Great choice. 855-752-4842. It's Friday. It means Friday's my co-host, Sandy Williams, and you, Sandy, the music.
Just speaks for itself. It's sort of the mood.
Melancholy.
Melancholy, and it's sort of the way life goes, right?
Yeah.
Everything doesn't go as you expect, and some of your dreams don't come true, but you go on.
So, Sandy, chicken in every pot.
Yeah. We were talking, I'm just remembering this Saturday Night Live comedian, John Lefton, and he would talk about, he would make things up kind of as he went along. You know, he'd say like, we're not gonna tax tips. Yeah, that's the ticket. And you know what? We're not gonna tax Social Security. Yeah, that's the ticket. And overtime too. We're not gonna tax that either. That's kind of the way Trump's campaign ran this, telling those stories to people. When the fundamentals of taxation are such that those are really strange. I mean, I granted, Kamala Harris jumped on the taxing tips wagon. But when you get into that, first of all, it's complicated, number one. Number two, there's a lot of revenue that's given up in the coffers, and it's got a big cost in terms of either running much bigger deficits that are inflationary or otherwise cutting into a whole bunch of programs that are going to have to be eliminated in order to support that kind of reduction. But what does it do to the system? Okay, let's say tips aren't taxed, okay? Now when you call the plumber to your house, you ask him, how much is it going to cost? He say, well, it's going to cost you $75 for the work, but I'm looking for kind of a big tip if you nudge, wink, wink, if you understand what a $100 tip might look like, because tip income isn't going to get taxed, right? So everyone's going to be pushing everything in the direction of, let's make that a tip, okay? And then it's not taxed. And that's sort of a nudge, wink, wink kind of an economy that can really destroy the social order, actually, in the long run, or at least the economic order, will turn into the kind of dark money cash economy that lots of countries have that they're trying to avoid. Secondly, people who work for tip income get a base pay. Do you think when they go to ask for a raise of their base pay, the employer is going to say, I was thinking of reducing your base pay because your tip income isn't taxed anymore, so it's worth 25% more than it used to be, so why don't you just work on getting bigger tips? Secondly, if you don't tax overtime, everyone's going to want to work overtime, right? And maybe the definition of overtime is going to get defined in a manner that's helpful. Now, one of the things that will happen is the employer will say, well, I don't need to pay you double for overtime anymore because it's not taxed. So I'm going to not pay you double, okay? And secondly, everyone will want to work overtime to get that untaxed income, which means that they won't need new workers so very much. So unemployment goes up. You know, there's all kinds of collateral side effects. And not tipping Social Security, I mean, not taxing Social Security, well, that's just a big revenue reduction. And what is the most stressed part financially of our revenue system right now? Social Security.
So he threw fool's gold.
Absolutely.
Out at people.
That's the ticket.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Tim from New Berlin. Good morning to you, Tim. You say what?
Well, I'm just I knew it's been a great week. I just wanted to say it was a great week. I knew you guys would be moaning and groaning. I knew you guys would be gloom and doom and everything's going to be bad and Trump's going to be a dictator for one day. He was joking. Get over it.
You know,
well, look, this is the blockbuster trade thing I was talking about. We haven't been speculating.
Keep Tim on for. Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead.
Well, this is what I was saying before. We aren't speculating about it. The proof is going to be in the pudding. Okay. We need to be watchful and we need to find out whether that's going to happen. But Tim doesn't know any more than I know what Donald Trump meant when he talked about that. So, you know, those who support him want to redefine what he said, and those who don't support him want to take it at face value. We'll find out. We'll find out. Was it a blockbuster trade? I don't know.
Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. You say what?
Good morning. Well, I have two things. First of all, and you talked about the women who voted for Trump and you know how you don't know how they did it because he's a misogynist. Not only that, he is a convicted rapist. How does any woman square voting for a convicted rapist to be the president of the United States? So on that note, I'm asking everyone out there who's listening to join me in a civil act of defiance, a silent protest, hang your flags upside down for as long as this man is in office.
Thank you very much for the call.
Actually, let me just confess. In his first term, after about 2 years, I did that to my flag in my yard just because, and my flag in my yard is not visible really to anyone else except the UPS man or somebody like that. And it is the international sign of distress. And one day I was sitting in my office in my house and the knock at the door, I go, it's the UPS man. He leans in, he whispers to me because he wonders if I'm being held hostage or something. He says, are you okay in here? And I said, well, yes, I am. Why do you ask? He said, well, you have your flag upside down. So, I had that idea once, and I made a UPS man very nervous in the process.
855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding residents to use local firewood this fall to help curb the spread of invasive species. According to DNR officials, moving untreated firewood to different areas is one of the most common ways invasive species like the spongy moth and emerald ash borer spread. To combat that spread, the DNR has implemented a state spongy moth quarantine, prohibiting the movement of firewood to counties on Wisconsin's western border and banning firewood from more than 10 miles away in state parks. Senator Tammy Baldwin delivered her victory speech on Thursday after narrowly winning re-election over Republican challenger Eric Hovde. In her speech, Senator Baldwin called for less division, less hatred, and fewer lies in American politics and reiterated her commitment to protecting health care access and reproductive freedom. Baldwin was re-elected for her third term as senator by about 29,000 votes. The margin of victory was close enough for Hovde's campaign to request a recount if they pay for the process themselves. A Chippewa Falls man who had been convicted of firing multiple shots of a gun outside an Eau Claire bar in 2020 has been taken into custody. According to court documents, 50-year-old Travis Roshewski had skipped his sentencing hearing last year after pleading no contest to being a felon in possession of a firearm. On Monday, he was arrested and booked into the Chippewa County Jail. The shooting incident occurred on August 8th in 2020 at around 2:30 a.m. outside Hobbsy and Me Bar in Eau Claire. A new sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. The Healthcare Workforce Training Institute in Chippewa County will offer free CPR and AED certification thanks to grant funding. The Community Foundation of Chippewa County received a nearly $27,000 grant for the program, which will see the institute offer over 20 training sessions for free. Officials are hoping the program will improve survival rates for rural patients who may not have quick access to the healthcare they need. The first session will be held in early December, and a full schedule and registration is available online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thinking about heading to the theater this weekend? Here are some films that might be up your alley. Hugh Grant stars in Heretic, a film about two young missionaries who knock on the wrong door and end up fighting for their lives in a house owned by the nefarious Mr. Reed, played by Grant. The film is getting mad reviews at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Check out another film in wide release this week called Weekend in Taipei. It has kind of a Mr. and Mrs. Smith feel to it, but reviews are very mediocre so far. If you want to get a jump start on your holiday movie watching, you have two choices. Best Christmas Pageant Ever is being released wide and pulling an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, but has a 100% favorable audience score. Another Christmas film in limited release this weekend is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, a comedy drama starring Michael Cera and Elsie Fisher, where a family descends on their home for the final time. The film is currently getting an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're scoring at home, that sounds like four winners to me, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid-30s. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon. Low 50s by Sunday. Rain in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr, drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Sandy, who is that?
Miley Cyrus.
That's Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, man.
Who knew?
You know?
But it's the lyrics were perfect, and I thought it was a pretty good song.
And she sounds pretty good. I've never really heard Miley Cyrus sing.
I think she has a really good voice, actually. Everyone just attributed all these other things to her.
Yeah, yeah.
Non-vocal.
I didn't realize she had that kind of talent. You know, she's pretty good. Let's go to Bob from Green Bay. Good morning to you, Bob. You say what? Bob?
Just so you know, I vote both sides of the aisle, okay? I voted Democrat in the past. I voted Republican recently. So what I want to really say is I agree with Tim that I called in earlier, but unfortunately he got disconnected. It must have been bad phone lines. But what I really am scared about, because I have three daughters, two in college, one has a big girl job down in Madison, and my wife's an RN. We're both middle class workers trying to do the best.
Go ahead, Bob.
We're doing the best we can. But what scares me is the terms buttercups, knuckleheads, fool's gold, scare tactics, Tom, Dick, and Harry, tariffs. That scares me.
Scares you in what manner?
It scares me that the left is brainwashing our youth with these scare tactics.
We've been talking about Tom, Dick, and Mary. First of all, it's not Harry, on this show for years, and all we're talking about is middle class America and what interest they have in and the problems they face with their middle class budget and their expenses. And we've been outlining that budget, the cost of rent, the taxes they pay, the utilities they pay, the daycare they pay for, the health care costs they have, and how it is that it puts them in the hole. And so that there needs to be some attention paid to them in terms of figuring out what's wrong with our economy that they aren't sharing as they should share. And actually, most of our show and most of the content of our show over time has been focused just on that, okay? And don't you agree that your daughters in middle-class America have a paycheck-to-paycheck issue that makes it very hard for them?
Well, absolutely. I mean, granted, one has a big girl job in Madison. The other two are still in college.
Yeah, but I mean, that paycheck-to-paycheck thing, when you analyze why they live paycheck-to-paycheck, which is what we've tried to do, you know, it ends up being a bunch of expenses they have. Some of them have a relationship to government, healthcare costs, and the costs of that being a substantial piece of that.
Go ahead, Sandy.
And rent and other things that are subject to being affected by government policy. So that's why we talk. It's not scaring.
Yeah, so what makes you think these are scare tactics? Do you think that there aren't people who are struggling, man, in this society? If you and your wife aren't, God bless you, you're fortunate. But there are far too many people who aren't. That's not scare tactics. Those are facts.
Okay, can I get a word?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, we are a struggling middle-class family, okay? That you wouldn't let me finish. But government has nothing to do with rent prices. Nothing.
Well,
Kamala wants that. But no, that you guys give this line of crap that, you know, Trump's bad, the Republicans are money, money, money. That's absolutely not true. And what really set me off, I wasn't going to call in until I heard somebody say, hang the flag upside. Can I finish, please? Is hang the flag upside down. That is a slap to every veteran that has served this country. What I'd like to say from my point of view, what if I would hang the flag or the pride flag upside down? What does that mean?
So listen. So the things you are saying, you know, clearly you are upset. You are frustrated when people push against things that Republicans. If I told you how many times Donald Trump and Republicans have said and done things that frustrate me, I would be a wealthy man. So put on your big boy pants. And so because you guys, Republicans, things don't go your way. Do you know how many times many of us were frustrated to hear, especially Donald Trump and others? We had Ron Johnson on these lines several weeks ago, and I asked him if he was willing to accept the outcome of the election. He said, it depends. They asked Donald Trump, it depends. So it's easy for you guys to try to point at things that you claim that Democrats are doing that frustrates you. But I can tell you, if we put together a list of all the different things that have happened and what we've heard from Republicans, they would far outdistance anything that you're talking about.
But this is an interesting call, though, because there was an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning, or a discussion of the fact, and it was written by a fellow from Minneapolis, who talked about how he and his wife were voting against against the other party, and not for themselves, that it was easier to vote against things than it was to vote for things. And I think that's the case for many, many people. And that's why I brought up early in the show the fact that I thought that in many respects it was the Democratic brand that people were voting against, and that people who are voting against them have an image of the Democratic brand that is upsetting to them. And I think, Bob, you're saying that right now, that basically you're upset by the things that are said and done by people who would ascribe to themselves as being liberals, and that it upsets you enough that you're really voting against them as much as you're voting for some policy that the Republicans are standing for. Isn't that correct?
Andy, that's perfectly said. I appreciate that. I really do.
That can't be a badge of honor, man.
No. But it isn't a question of being a badge of honor. These are the facts that I'm saying that the Democratic Party needs to address, because we are many people in the electorate, when they are talked to, you will find out that they are in many respects voting against the other side as much as they are voting for themselves.
So Sandy, I don't know how that can be. So people who vote against the other side and facts don't matter to them.
Well, but no, they have a perception. And these people who came out of the polling booths and said, I voted this way because I thought America was going in the wrong direction, are talking about the fact that they think that other side presents to them a problem in their mind that suggests that if they're in power, it's going to go some direction.
So Democrats can say the exact same thing about Republican policies and Donald Trump.
They do.
And so that can't, to me, it's hard for me to accept the fact that people, because they feel that way, mm-hmm. that somehow that's factual, that stuff is backed by any facts.
But you understand, I was a trial lawyer, right. Okay? Perception is fact, okay? Bob's perception that causes him to vote from the standpoint of third parties looking at the vote is a fact, okay? It's not that it's necessarily an accurate portrayal of what liberals stand for or whether they should be something that people should be upset about. The fact is that people are upset about it, or that people are repelled by it, or people are motivated by it. And these are the kind of facts that we have to take into consideration when we're formulating messaging, when we're formulating policy, when we're trying to communicate to people. If you want to communicate to someone, you can't have them start out by thinking that there's something basically wrong with you.
So, Sandy, there are two sides to that coin.
Absolutely.
So the Democrats who see what they see from conservatives, from conservative media, and why so many Democrats were frustrated with what they saw and voted clearly against all of that, because they're saying, this just makes no sense to us. This is not rooted in anything that makes sense. And now we're supposed to understand the other side of this?
Well, yeah.
Like Bob and what Bob is saying, which to me is really nonsense.
Well, like I said, it all depends on whether we want to be successful or not.
Right.
If we want to ignore the realities of how people are thinking, you know, what I'm saying basically is that in some respects, politics is a negative smell test. And the people who smell the worst don't do well. And for some reason in this last election, Democrats smelt worse than Republicans.
Let's go to Jane from Oshkosh. Good morning to you, Jane. You say what?
Good morning. I am so grateful for your perspective. My husband has said you got to listen to them, and I have. Now, there's a documentary called Bad Faith. And the challenge is the Christians have been co-opted into Christian nationalism, and they think what they're doing is good. And until we can hear what caused them to go in such a perverse direction in their Christian faith, Jesus would be wanting us to help the poor. He would not be out there calling cats and dogs are being eaten when that was the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, that should have been a wake-up call to everybody just in that, let alone the 35,000 lies that Trump said while he was in office and the hundreds of thousands of people that died from COVID and that, oh, vaccines cause autism, which is utter nonsense, because Steve Lieberman, in his book Neurotribes, and if you go to the podcast of Fresh Air dealing with autism, you will realize it's utter nonsense. And the reason that we don't use one of the terms for autism today is because he was persecuted by the Nazis. He was not a Nazi. And those things that Nazis did were done to people of his clinic. And we just have people living in a delusion, unfortunately. And they will wake up because of his fruit, of him. You know, you can't get good fruit from someone who spews out of his heart such venom, ugliness, anger. He's tapped into people's fear and anger, and unfortunately they listen to that more than a quiet spirit of, you know, we're supposed to be about loving everybody, especially those in need. So that's my two cents. If you want to talk more, I'd be glad to.
Hey, Jane, I wish we had more time. Thank you very much, and tell your husband thank you for letting him you know about us. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as always. Your caller, a couple of callers ago, talking about how the left is scaring the children and from what they're saying, and the right saying that, like your last caller, that Haitians are eating the dogs and the cats and all that stuff, and they're rapists and they're murderers and all that. No, that doesn't put 1 ounce of scare into a child, does it? Another point with Trump and what he talks about, especially his tariffs, all you got to do is Google the Smoot-Hawley Act of 1930. And that was the same thing. They put tons of tariffs on goods, and that boomeranged, and that was one of the biggest issues of the Great Depression, was them pulling off that stunt. So if we want to, you know, we think that history repeats itself, well, there's the history we're going to be repeating.
Hey, Tom.
And just the other thing. I
wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Sandy, the music.
Just to, once again, take our medicine. That's the way gamblers have to deal with it as well.
All right, let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what? Ann, you're up. Okay, let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. Hey, you know what? It's obvious to me that the right-wingers have won the election for the GOP. The messaging machine that they've put together is very mature, very well-organized, very well-funded. And when it creates the sheeple effect, like we've heard from several callers in the last few minutes, it's obvious that the information, even though by all standards, the information would favor our position, you know, the left, if you will. You know, the facts support us, the numbers support us. So I'm of the opinion that because of the strength of the messaging from the right wingers in the divide, you know, little things, like billionaires making 87% more. They had an 87% increase over 4 years in their wealth. The problem we have here, and we hear this from your callers, other callers, is their economic inequalities, the economic uncertainties, you know, paycheck to paycheck, you referred to it earlier. We're seeing all the gains going to the top. It's really that simple. And yet we don't hear this on any of the media, none of the MSNBC, CNNs, nowhere do you hear about, again, the failed trickle down that has caused this huge, huge income gap. And that's, I think, you know, that what won the election for the Republicans this year is just that fact. They've won the messaging. And the left has not come up with a response yet that you know, is even close.
Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. I wish you had more time. Let's go to Ann from Chippewa Falls. Good morning to you. You say what?
I want to mention the last caller a couple times ago, Bob. First of all, Bob voted in the worst interest of his daughters. That's the first mistake. And now he's saying that Trump has nothing to do with prices. This is what they voted on, the economy. So I'm confused with Bob. And the right knew all about Trump's tariffs. He made it very clear. And as far as the left, I have to say I heard all positive messages on the left. We need to educate people on how to be for humanity and what that looks like, because that's what we're losing in this country is character, humanity, and what this world should really look like.
Hey, Ann, that was very well said. Very well said. Thank you. Jeff from Green Bay.
Good morning, Earl and Sandy. I'm going to throw a wrinkle in the whole system. I say the Democrats should capitulate and actually announce whatever Trump wants, he gets, and do it legislatively. One government. And when they realize what they're actually going to get, then people will wake up. Otherwise, it's a losing battle forever, just like it's been this way for 50 years.
Hey, Jeff, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, Tony says, Bob just explained to us why Harris lost. We do well to think about how to reach someone like him.
Absolutely. That was my point. It's not the rationality of why somebody does something. It's the fact that they do something for a reason that's important. We have to listen, and that's why it's so important that we listen to people and then decide how it is we can converse with them and message with them in a manner that might persuade them of something else. You know, he actually accused the Democrats of exactly what the Democrats can probably justifiably accuse the Republicans of, which is scaring people, right? The Republicans ran on a scare campaign.
Yes.
And yet they were instructed by Donald Trump in some subliminal process to gaslight that claim, that into an accusation against the other side, and they bought it. Okay, now it isn't important that it's irrational. Well, I guess it is important that it might be irrational that they bought it. But what's important is that they bought it, and then we ask ourselves why. Why are people willing to ascribe that kind of reasoning or to exercise that kind of reasoning or non-reasoning in order to justify to themselves how they vote? And why is it that they're really voting the way they vote? And I think Bob was honest. He was voting against Democrats.
Even at the expense of maybe hurting his own family.
Well, there's the promise of benefiting a family maybe has been lost with dark money and the way Washington has operated. And so, like we've said before on the show, Tom, Dick, and Mary haven't had a lot of help along the way. The Biden administration didn't do a very good job of messaging to them all the good things they were trying to do for them. And so, you know, yeah.
All right. Thank everybody. Sandy, thank you for a great week. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Matinere on air. Take a breather. See you guys on Monday.
Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF Friday edition of the show, a board game of the week by our own Aaron Zomers and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CB.